Good morning, everyone. We're going to be continuing from the first kapitel of Tehillim. I want to focus on one pasuk today. Maybe we'll share a couple thoughts on it. The pasuk, this is the second pasuk in all of Tehillim. It says, "Ki im b'teres Hashem chafzoi, his desire is in the Torah of Hashem, u'b'terasoi, and in his Torah yege yom v'layla, he toils all day and all night." So it says his Torah, u'b'terasoi his Torah. So it begins with calling it Teres Hashem, the Torah of Hashem, but afterwards it's called Torah Asai. And Rashi already discusses why that is. He says at first it's the Torah of Hashem, but after you toil and you conquer it, it becomes your Torah. Okay. But Ashrei Ish, praiseworthy is the person who toils in his Torah all day and all night. So there's a teaching, I want to share a teaching with you from the Shevin Musar. The Sefer Shevin Musar in Perek Mem Aleph, he has the following astounding teaching. He talks about the following yisoid. He says, you have to understand, the objective of the Jew is to learn all of Torah. That's true. You have to learn all of Torah. You have to learn Gemara, you have to learn Halacha, you have to learn Machshava, Tanakh, Mishnayis, everything. But the truth is, says the Shevet Musar, I'll read you the following lines. Kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael, every Jewish soul, kibol chelko mi Sinai. All of our neshamas were at Har Sinai, and we were all given a portion of Torah that's ours. There's a portion of Torah that's your Torah. There's a portion of Torah that you're connected, that you have to learn, that you have to reveal. That could be, he says, Yesh Mishakibo Mikro Levad. For some people, that's Chumash. V'yesh Mishnah. And for some people, that's Mishnayis. V'yesh Talmud. And for some people, that's Gemara. V'yesh Maisim Rikov. And for some people, that's Kabbalah. V'yesh Mekulam. And some people have a mix. And there's a famous story of the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh that I've mentioned in the past, that the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, who was a great, great big tzaddik and big Talmud Chacham in the times of the Arizal, so he wrote his magnum opus, which is a Pirush on Tanakh, a Pirush on Chumash and Navi. So the story goes that he wanted to learn, the Arizal used to give a small shir of Kabbalah to small select students. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh wanted to join the shir. The Arizal said, it's not for you. So the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh begged and pleaded, and Arizal said, listen, you can try, but it's not going to work. And he went to the shir, and the story goes, brought down in Sheikh Ari, that from the moment that Arizal started teaching, the Al-Sheikh fell asleep. The second that Arizal was done teaching, he woke up. So after a couple times like this, the Al-Sheikh was not someone who slept. It's not, you know, he wasn't just nodding off in shul. This is strange. This is supernatural. So he asked the Arizal, what's going on? And the Arizal said, the truth is, you know, you were sent down to this world to focus on one thing and one thing only, and that is to learn Chumash Tanakh. Because he said in your previous life, you were a big mekubal. But the truth is, you didn't focus on Tanakh enough. And because you didn't focus on Tanakh enough, therefore your judgment is you have to come down here to focus on Tanakh, this and only Tanakh. And that's why you could try Kabbalah, it's not for you. So says the Shevin Musar, every Jew has a chelik in Torah, that's his chelik in Torah. And he says, the avoda is, the truth is, you have to learn that chelik. That's your objective. Your objective is to learn that chelik. Now yes, we don't know what that chelik is. And therefore we have to try to learn everything that we can. But your objective in this world is to learn your personal chelik. And if you don't, it's problems. You have to learn your personal chelik. And he says, what's one of the ways? What's one of the ways that a person can know if it's his personal chelik of Torah? One of the ways that he'll know if it's personal chelik of Torah is if he enjoys it. If you're drawn to a certain style of learning, if you're drawn to a certain portion of Torah more than others, there are certain people that just love Mishnayis. There are certain people that love Halacha. I love Halacha. And I know that for a lot of people it's not the case. That's a sign that that's your personal chelik of Torah is found in there, and that's why your nesham is drawn to it. And says the Shevin Musar, a person should really go through his life just davening to try to find his portion of Torah. And you know what also this gives you chizuk? This gives you chizuk not to look down on people. You could have someone who, you know, who's maybe not so learned, but as long as he's learning his personal chizuk in Torah, he's fulfilling his entire tafkid. So says the Shevin Musar, that's what it means. That's what it means in the pasuk. V'zeh gam kein kavanas ha-pasuk. Ashrei ha-ish. You know it's praiseworthy? You know who's lucky? If someone who's learning his Torah, that a person could come down to this earth and could learn his portion of Torah, that's Ashrei HaOm. Ashi Aram is not just someone who learns Torah, but someone who's zeichah to learn his portion of Torah. That's considered Ashi Aram. That's what we should daven. We should just work on davening to Hashem that we should be zeichah to find our purpose in life and to try to connect to our Torah, to try to uncover our portion of Torah. And by the way, that means that if you're drawn to a certain thing, it's not a coincidence. You got to jump on that. If you're drawn to a personal chelik of Torah, then keep pushing in that portion. Obviously, you have to try everything. You can't just let a 10-year-old kid say, you know, I'm not into Gemara, it's not my portion. But once you're an adult and you've tried, follow that. Because you have to learn your Torah, his Torah. A person should find his portion of Torah. So I just want to finish up this capital Tehillim. And then the pasuk says, "Ubetayras Hashem chefzai," that he desires Hashem's Torah. "Ubetayrasai yega yoyim v'layla." So I just want to focus on that point. It says, "Ubetayras Hashem chefzai," he desires Hashem's Torah. "Ubetayrasai yega v'layla," and he learns Torah all day and all night. There's another teaching from the Shevet Musar. He says as follows, a beautiful chizuk. He says, "We know that a person has to learn all day and all night. There's a mitzvah of higisa b'yom v'laylu, b'terasa yega yom v'laylu. You have a mitzvah to learn all day and all night. But the problem is, a lot of times it's not possible. A lot of times we have circumstances that are out of our control. We have parnosa, we have health, we have other things that stop us, that prevent it. So says the Shevet Musar as follows, "Dekivan shechefsa yiritzaynai, shel adam leida kol Torah kula." If a Jew wants to learn all Torah, he wants to learn all day and all night, even if he can't, he doesn't have time, or he's not able to learn Torah, he doesn't have the mental capabilities. In the eyes of Hashem, it's as if you learned all day. Meaning, if you desire Hashem's Torah, if you desire to learn Torah, that's what you want, then even if you learn an hour a day, but if you really want to learn all day and you want to know all Hashem's Torah, if you desire Hashem's Torah, then it's as if you learned all day and all night. It's a tremendous chizik from the Shevet Musar. A lot of us can't learn all day. We're not able to for a lot of reasons, a myriad of reasons. We have to mechazik ourselves that we have to desire to. If we desire to learn Torah, then it's as if we learned all day and all night. We should mechazik ourselves in this. We should daven that we should be zeichah to learn with peace, that we shouldn't have to deal with all the stresses that life sends at us. We should be zeichah to learn our portion of Torah. And when all the Jewish people reveal their portion of Torah, then we'll be zeichah to agul amitis, meherav yameinu, amen.